Blog Talk Radio.
You're now tuned in to Culture Freedom Radio right here on TalkShoe.com, where we keep it raw and uncut, and most definitely we are here to liberate the minds of the people. Culture Freedom Radio, yes it is, the home of Conscious Talk Radio and much, much more. Come check us out right here on TalkShoe.com. Culture Freedom Radio. Be in the house, in the house, in the house.
And everything is going wrong, oh no. Nobody knows the way you feel about it, 'cause only you.
Peace and greetings, family. How y'all doing out there? This is Brother Thunray 9 just coming in the house to tell you about a great bookstore which is located down in Jacksonville, Florida, y'all. I'm talking about 625 North Pearl Street to be exact. Oh, the gift shop that I'm telling y'all about, y'all. Check this out. It's called Masjid El Salam and El Salam Gift Shop. If you're looking for some great black historical books, oh man, to get your knowledge on, to get your knowledge on, and get that consciousness to rolling, you want to check out Masjid El Salam, y'all. If you're looking for some great incense, oh man, from fragrances such as frankincense and myrrh, Egyptian musk, just frankincense, oh, they have it right down there in Jacksonville, Florida at Masjid El Salam. If you're looking for some great air freshness, man, whoo, you got to get it. You got to check it out, y'all. Black soap, hair pomades, you got to check them out, y'all. If you're looking for some great lectures from great and DVDs from such lecturers such as the General Sara Sudan Seti, Professor James Small, Umar Johnson, and our good brother, Brother Joseph Coswell, you got to go and check it out, y'all, for the great DVDs and lectures and great information. Oh, yes, they have it down there in Jacksonville, Florida at Masjid El Salam and Gift Shop. I tell y'all what, this is how you can get in touch with them, and you can find out all the great products they have. You can go and visit the website, which is www.salammasjid.com. SalamMasjid.com. And better than that, y'all, y'all can give my brother a call, Brother Umar Sharif, y'all, right down there at 625 North Pearl Street, y'all. Check this out. You can call the brother up and at 904-359-0980. One more time to call my good brother, all my best friend, y'all, Brother Umar Sharif, y'all. Give him a call down there at 904-359-0980. Oh, hey, y'all, support your black brother, man. Support the business, y'all. Get your products right there. Air fresheners, books, black soap, hair pomades, DVDs, and more right there at Masjid El Salam and Gift Shop in 625 North Pearl Street. Don't be hesitant about it, y'all. Get on down and call the brother, man. You won't be disappointed. Hey, y'all, on behalf of Masjid El Salam and Culture Freedom Radio, man, I'm out of here, y'all. Thank y'all for listening to this commercial break. Peace.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. Welcome in one more time to Culture Freedom Radio Network. This is Brother Thunray 9, also known to you as Brother Arya, up in his house right here for Culture Freedom Radio Network. Most definitely up in his house, man. Sneaking in here right fast. Man, early in the morning. Oh, man. But, yeah, I'm still at work, man. I'm still at work trying to get my money on. But I had to just come in here and talk to you a little bit because I was trying to come on yesterday, but I didn't get a chance to come on yesterday. And I want to be on this weekend and nothing as well because I will be having the commemoration myself. This week is what they call Hanukkah. Yeah, we will be starting Hanukkah or the Feast of Dedication. A lot of y'all who know about Hanukkah or Hanukkah or the Feast of Dedications. We'll be starting it on tonight, commemorate on tonight. So we'll be having a Feast of Dedications, Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. So shalom all the ways. I forgot to give the greeting, y'all. Shalom, 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 shalom. And also, Hotep, Assalamu Alaikum, and all of those good salutations out there to all you brothers and sisters in the house. Just like I said, right, friends, I'm just trying to take me a little work break. So as I'm taking my little work break, I want to come in and talk to you for a while since I hadn't been able to come on and do any shows. Man, just work schedule been off the chain. So peace and thank y'all for always tuning in right here to Liberation. I mean, not Liberation Tabernacle Ministry, but Coach Freedom Radio Network, man. And because that's why I've been doing some things on Liberation Tabernacle of Yah as well. Y'all can also find some videos over there on YouTube and find me. And I was actually able to do a show the other night on TalkShoe, the Liberation Tabernacle. Yeah, there's also on iHeartRadio. It's the rest of these shows right here as y'all follow Culture Freedom Radio Network. But I want to talk about right fast, listen, brothers. I want to get in here and say, will so-called black people ever get their minds right? Will so-called black people, and I'm saying so-called now, you know, ever get their minds right? Now, what are you talking about now, Ariya? What do you mean? Will they ever get their minds right? And I'm glad y'all asked that question. Man, I tell y'all, you know, a lot of y'all know a couple of weeks ago or so that I went to a event that they had here in the city of Memphis, a walk for violence, gun violence, against gun violence here in the city. And, man, I tell y'all, even on that same weekend, that Saturday, we had the walk for gun violence due to all of the gun violence, not just only been perpetuated upon the adults in this city, but a lot of things has been happening to our young children have been shot here in this city. 30-some-odd young children have been either killed or just injured due to gun violence in this city, man, alone. And I tell y'all, sisters and brothers, they had some good news the other day. It's really not a good news, but it was some gifts, I guess, the family somewhat of closure. About a month or so maybe ago, an 8-year-old young sister was shot and killed. Yes, she was shot and killed, and the brother who shot her, I said brother still because it was a black man, and young black sister, man, were killed. They actually found the guy who killed them, and actually the guy who, now, if I can remember correctly, as I was told, that the guy who actually shot her was the child's, the mother. It was a mother that was her boyfriend. They got into a dispute about something else with some more people, and the guy shot in the home, and he actually hit the little 8-year-old girl, and he killed her. They actually found him down in New Orleans the other day, so he has been arrested. And even here, the Brown brothers, what I mean about the Hispanic, you know, they said the black and the brown, just the other day here in this city, one of the Hispanic brothers shot and killed, I think, one of his 2-year-old relative. They got into it with somebody else, and some shooting escalated, and a 2-year-old child was shot and killed in that incident. I tell y'all, man, these babies are being under attack at every level, whether it's, you know, LGBT attacking them with their pedophile and their pervertedness. And I said it, y'all, I can't bite my damn tongue on it. Their pervertedness, trying to teach these children sex and all of this bull crap in elementary schools and putting it all on the television and trying to educate them and stuff they shouldn't be educated at an early age as such as 5 and 6 years of age. They ain't got no business knowing about no anal sex and no goddamn oral sex, y'all. Excuse my English or my French, whatever they want to call it. But anyway, so even I seen in Chicago this weekend, my brothers and sisters in Chicago, y'all, as usual, a high rate of shooting went down in that city. Here in the city of Memphis just today, sisters and brothers, it was yesterday. And hell, I don't know what the hell gonna happen today. Ain't no telling. But just on yesterday, there were, I think they said six separate shootings, y'all. Six separate shootings within a 5-hour span. Now, this is happening in the black community and maybe in the brown community, but six different shootings in less than 5 hours. I don't know how many people actually got shot, but I know they said 3 of the people are in critical condition right now. So, sisters and brothers, what I'm saying to you is there's a desperate need for change and a change of mindset that's happening with us as a people. Now, y'all might not say, hey, Son Ray, I ain't involved in that. I don't get out there and do that, brothers and sisters, but I'm glad that you're not. I'm glad that you're not. But our people, that we call our people, they are. They are involved in a lot of stupidity. They are involved in hurting each other. See, what the thing here is, y'all, sisters and brothers, y'all seen the other day, they talk about there was another police shooting, a police who shot a black man. Y'all know the whole thing, and I'm not going to get into that. I'm not really going to get into that. I'm not going to talk about whether it's right or wrong. I'm not getting into that no more, y'all, because my thing is what the hell we're doing to each other. That's my biggest goal, to talk about what we're doing to each other and try to stop us and try to help eradicate what we're doing to each other. We say we're black and we're proud. God damn it, we got to be proud, and we got to be proud enough to talk about what we're doing to each other and try to help each other stop this madness. You know what I'm saying? We said we black folks. See, my thing again with the police thing, right? You know, that's an incident we hadn't heard in a while what happened. I know it's probably some more stuff that's happening. But what we're doing to each other outweigh all of the police shootings that is happening now. Here in this city alone, the city of Memphis, Tennessee, right now, there's been over 300 and some odd shootings and homicides in this city. They have broke another record. I mean, goddammit, we're breaking records, y'all, and murdering each other. Murdering each other. That's a sad thing, brothers and sisters. That is so sad. That's not a great accomplishment. You know, we want to break a record. We want to break it for being the fastest man in the world, fastest woman in the world in track and field. Who maybe dunked the ball, you know, who jumped over it and scored in, you know, high points in a basketball game. There's something, maybe a great accomplishment. But murdering up each other, setting homicide rates, there's no great accomplishment in killing each other. But that's what is happening, brothers and sisters. And sometimes we want to seem to have a closed eye. I have brothers and sisters say, well, man, you know, we need to be focused on, man, all this negative stuff, brother. You know, we don't want to be here. We want to think about the positive. Brother, ain't nothing positive about when children come outside to play. And I know they're trying to shut us down with the coronavirus, but that's another story. Children cannot play even in their own home. Even if they can't come out. A lot of these children was in their home when they got shot and killed. So if we can't come out, the children cannot play safely in their own home. Play with the new PlayStations or whatever, the Xbox and whatever they got to play. They cannot play in their own home, sit there and watch television safely. There's nothing positive about that. Elders cannot be safe in their own community. Ain't nothing positive about that. So we can't deal, like I said a couple of shows back, we can't deal with the goddamn positive as we want to because we got so much negativity that's occurring in our community. And I know I supposed to just did 15 minutes, but I go over just a little bit. We can't focus on that, brothers and sisters. I sure in the hell wish we could, but there's so many other things we have to deal with right now. There's so many other things that we have to deal with right now that we can't get to these type of things that we want to deal with. I'm on my phone, so I'm trying to see how I can extend this a little bit. Okay, let me do 30 minutes. Maybe I can do that. I'm trying to do it on my cell phone. I think I did it. Okay, got 15 more minutes, and I'm going to try to get out of here. Like, take me a little rest break and read a little bit. But anyway, so I said, we really want to come in the house and talk about this, man. We got to get our minds right, sisters and brothers. We got to have a different mindset than what's happening. And I know, like, a lot of y'all are not participating in this madness, but it's too many of our people that are. And we got to get enough. We got to get frustrated enough that we have to say, hey, man, enough is a god dog enough. Enough is really a god dog enough. It's just like my Israelite brothers. I see y'all out there, and shalom to a lot of y'all out there. You know, a lot of these brothers that be out here in these camps are always on the street. Y'all hear I always talk about Esau, what Esau is doing to us. Esau is doing this. Esau is doing that. Well, I'm going to tell y'all something again, my brothers. Y'all heard me say this several times, so some brothers on this show. Well, you know, if you really go back to that Deuteronomy 28 and all the thing about the curses and stuff, you got to understand what it said that we are, what we did to ourselves. Well, if we was given a certain rules and instructions. If we don't follow that, this is what will happen to us. Say we'll be given into the hands of our enemy. So when you're talking about all what the white man is so-called doing to you, who you say is Esau, you better look at what you have done to yourself and what you have brought upon yourself, if you believe in that. I'm just saying to brothers, if they y'all believe in this. So you're always focusing on what the white man is doing, but look at what you are doing to yourself. I said again, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you just talk about the blonde-haired, blue-eyed devil. But I know a teacher whose name by the Dr. Malachi Z. York said, said, the black devil. Oh, we got some black devils. We got a lot of black devils just doing things just as well as the white devil. We don't let one devil get away with all the madness and the devil and mission. We got to get on all the devils, whether he's a white devil, whether he's a black devil. We got to get on all the devil for being devil, doing devilishment in our communities. So we got to eradicate all of this stuff, sisters and brothers. So we don't let the white devils punish the white devil and said he got to be destroyed, and let all these black devils come out here and keep killing and murdering and doing stuff to our babies, harming our babies. You know, Whitney Houston had a song that said, "Our children is the future. Raise them and let them lead the way." How are we going to let them lead the way when we're killing them? If we're not killing them by abortion, the sisters killing them in the womb by abortion, we got brothers out here shooting at each other all willy-nilly and killing our babies by the bullet. So we getting killed on all fronts, in the womb and out of the womb, by stray bullets. Oh, man, the black community, brothers and sisters, I know we need a change. We need a mindset. We need a whole different mindset. We need to get our minds right. And I ain't talking about sitting around smoking no goddamn herbs. Come on, I got to get my mind right. I got to hit this blunt. No, I'm not talking about that. I got to sip on this cognac. I ain't talking about getting your mind right like this, sisters and brothers. We're talking about getting right knowledge. We got to get the type of right knowledge in our mind to look at us and tell us and let us know how we living is foul and wild. How we living ain't right. How we living ain't right. Y'all may say, "Right, man, son, you sound like an old Southern Baptist preacher right now." I don't give a goddamn what I sound like. But I tell y'all what, man, something has to be changed. Something has to be a change, man. Something has to be a change. I'm the type of brother, I was in the life of crime. I was out there, man. Now I understand the damage that I did. So that's why it's so important for me now to been out there in the street, seen it, to tell y'all brothers that ain't the way to go. That ain't the way to go. And I seen, listen, brothers, y'all brothers who probably in the street, and maybe you do listen to Culture Freedom, but you might still be out there. Let me tell you something, brothers. I've seen young brothers. I've been in jail, and I've seen young brothers. 16, they went in, they did a murder. They did a murder at the age of 16 and 17. They went in as juveniles, and then they brought them in to the adult jail where we were as the grown-ups. These brothers were 17, and I mean, that way they was 18 and one turned 19. Man, they was facing 60 years. One brother was facing 40 years. And I was in as, you know, when I was there, they used to call me the Reverend, you know, Reverend. I was like the dorm minister. And one of these days, one of the brothers, you know, they wouldn't never come to prayer call, wouldn't never do none of that, you know, because they was gangster, you know, they thugged out. They got to play hard. But one of these particular days, you know, one of the brothers came to me, his daughter got sick. Daughter was sick. He can call on the phone, nothing he can do. He's in jail. He ain't getting out. Gone so goddamn high, he ain't never getting out. He was never getting out. But anyway, brother crying. He came to me crying and, "Brother, can you pray for me, you know, and this, that, and another." See, when they get in there, you're tough on the street because you're on the street. But once they get behind them walls, I've seen young brothers crying their eyes off, crying their eyes out. They might act tough around their homies, but when they get there amongst themselves, they're conscious that the loneliness set in and they ain't getting out for a mighty long time. They break down. They probably have some remorse that, "Damn, man, I wish I hadn't never done this." So you think about it, brothers. Man, before you go out here and picking these guns out here and killing your brothers, man. For you killing your brother, man. Come on, man. It ain't nothing that crucial that we got to kill each other. That crucial, brother. Listen here, I'm gonna tell y'all something right fast again. I gotta hear them get out of here. You know I keep saying this. But the thing, if we know we in a struggle, we say the black man is in a struggle. The black man and woman, we struggling out here. Okay, well, you said that the white man have put some instruments out here to hold us down. You think about it. That brother that's out there struggling, he's striving, he's trying to be on his grind just like you to get something. You think about it. If y'all grind together, and I'm not trying to talk about no dirt, you know, trying to get no dirt, you know, sell no dope and all of those stuff like, you know, crime. But just think about it. You're taking something from another brother who's struggling like you. You say, "Well, you know, the white man put us in this situation where we got to struggle, man. That's why we out here doing what we doing, because the white man made this condition for us." Well, if you see that's your brother, right? He black, ain't he? Because we always looking at the blackness thing. But you know, he's a brother. He's a black man struggling like you. Why do you have to take something from that other black man who's struggling like you, and he grinding to survive like you. Y'all, like y'all say, we trying to eat. Well, he's trying to eat like you. He want to eat too. Huh? Or you trying to take his food from him? So the thing is, why don't we come as a collective then and get out here and hunt together? See, it's plenty of food out here. And I'm really just using them as they say they trying to eat. There's plenty of things where we can get together. And it would be better if we get out here and we struggle together. We can get plenty of things done. We can gather things if we struggle together. You struggling, I'm struggling. Well, damn here, brother, you know what? We can put together what we got. You got some bread? Oh, yeah, I got a little bread. Shit, I got a little peanut butter and honey. I got some peanut butter. Shit, you got some honey? Y'all know about peanut butter and honey sandwiches, don't I? I ain't going to tell y'all about that. Never mind. But, you know, like back in the day, like I said, you got the Kool-Aid, I got the sugar. Shit, we can drink. You know what I'm saying? We got something to drink now. You know what I'm saying? We put together what we do have together, brothers and sisters, and we all can have. But see, we got this greed thing. If my homies can't get it, my homies them. Like, see, you know, my brothers out here in Israelite, in their camps. If you ain't in my camp, y'all ain't in the truth. You ain't in my camp, you ain't in the truth. They ain't got the truth over here. They ain't got the so-and-so. Come on, sisters and brothers. We got to change our mindset, man. We truly do. We truly do. That's why I'm not into the point, man, you know, arguing with nobody, debating nobody no more. My brother Justice. Y'all ain't hear me arguing with that brother no more. Hell, I don't give a goddamn if Al Sharpton came on here. I got to tell how I'm telling Justice that, man. I don't give a goddamn if Al Sharpton come over here. I wouldn't kick Al Sharpton off the damn show. My brother Pianchi, he can call it. I'm not bad no more. Listen here, man. I'm not with none of that no more, man. I'm on a spiritual level now, man. I'm on a real spiritual high now, man. I got to do what I really supposed to be doing. And that's supposed to be a long time ago. And that's teach the word of the Most High, man. Get people spiritually right, man. I ain't got time for all that other foolishness no more. I'm not arguing about no goddamn history no more. I'm not arguing about none of that foolishness no more. Whether you, even we're dealing with the Bible, if you're right or wrong, if you're saying you worship Jesus, like my Christians, you say you worship Jesus. Hey, I tell y'all what, that's, now I'm going to teach what thus says the Most High according to the word. Now, if you don't want to hear it, hey, that's on you and the Most High. That's on y'all. I can't judge you. I can't judge you. But all I can do is lay it out there. What they say, like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, man, all I can do is try to teach what I know from this perspective. You got what you got. Put the clean glass against the dirty glass. And let the people choose. Put the clean glass against the dirty glass. So what I'm saying, all I can do is try to do what's right and be the best example I can be. If you see that and I'm living the best example, that's a good example of how I'm living and what I'm doing. And you see what somebody else is doing. They're saying one thing and they're doing another. And they show you the glass they got and what they have in their glass is dirty. It ain't good for you to drink. It ain't good for you to drink. You know? So that's how it got to be, sisters and brothers. And I appreciate all y'all for tuning in right here to Culture Freedom Radio Network. Most definitely, Brother Sunray 9, also known to you as Brother Arya. How about y'all? Solid in the house. As always, you know, delighted to come on here if I can share a word with somebody that may help somebody in their life. That's all what it's about for me, brothers and sisters. You know, it's just to try to share a word. Like I said, I'm outside now. The background noise and probably the quality of this show might not be as good, but hey, that's as long as you get some out of it, that's all that matters. Like I said, I don't know exactly what day because we got Hanukkah, what they call Hanukkah, the feast of dedication for the next 8 days, starting tonight, ending next Friday. So I might just throw up some maybe some audio clips or some lectures or something like that. I don't know exactly what how I'm going to do this, but I probably won't be on because I'll be having a commemoration of the Feast of Dedication. So, yeah, I just want to come in here and just throw something on y'all mind, man, because, like I said, we do have to have a change of a mind, man. It's truly sad, sisters and brothers, to see how. And I'm going to tell y'all something right fast. I forgot. I seen something the other day for myself. I was letting my dogs out to use the restroom, and even with that, I was looking, I seen all them cars, and I'm like, what the hell going on? It was, I thought it was a damn undercover police out there finna bust somebody or something. But when I'm looking, like, I see a whole bunch of guys out, like 4 or 5 cars or more. And then I look, as I'm looking a little more, I see a lot of guys, probably about 15 guys or more, out there. Now, these ain't no goddamn militia members. It ain't no militia members. These are actually gangbangers. As I said it, goddamn it, I said it, gangbangers. Out there with AR-15s, AK-47s. So my mind already knowing what they do, gangbang. I'm saying the name of the gang they with. But I'm knowing what they're going to, not knowing, but I know it's not nothing good, and because I know what they do. I know what they do, you know. So I said, oh, shit. All I can do is pray to the Most High, man. But I saw, I'm just looking, all these walking around. They may be some of the ones that's running around here doing the goddamn shooting in the city, but it to show you how we can't blame, I can't blame the white man, because everyone I've seen out there brothers, running around AR-15s to go do what? They wasn't finna go fight the Taliban. They ain't finna go fight Al-Qaeda. AK-47s, assault rifles. They ain't finna go, goddamn it, go fight no goddamn war with no other foreign country. They not trying to defend, go do attack. It was at night, y'all. At night, they're going to probably fight or kill maybe somebody else, another brother. Those weapons are not meant to go, like I said, start a war, protect their family. It is to protect their drug interests, protect their set, their game against other brothers who have come together as a, as they say, gang or street organization to kill their brother. I wish a nigga would, you know. I mean, I got this for his ass. I wish a nigga would. You already know, y'all. Excuse my, you know, my language was saying that word, but that's what it is. So, I don't know, brother. Sad, man. We gotta do better than this shit, man. We gotta do better than what we're doing, man. We gotta do better. That's why I say I don't want to hear nothing about the police. I don't want to hear all that black power talk no goddamn more. I don't want to hear none of that shit, because when all this shit here going down, the black power community, y'all want to only come out and you're acting like black lives goddamn matter. You only come out and want to say something when the white man is doing something. I'm always talking about what the goddamn white man is. And I'm not trying to let the white man off the hook no goddamn kind of way, y'all. But damn all that. Look, for me, disagreeableness or wickedness is unrighteousness don't have a goddamn color. Straight out like that. Unrighteousness don't have a color. You know what I mean? Even Stephen is all across the board. If you, whatever color you are, or what hue you are, skin complexion, you wrong, you goddamn wrong. Simple, straight like that. So the point is, again, is that Black Power Community, you don't want to save that, but you don't want to come out and try to talk to your brothers. Get out here and talk to y'all brothers in these streets, man, and try to stop this. Get with probably some organizations who, you know, have some things. Street ministers just trying to get out here and educate our brothers. Put some program, do something to try to help. Get out here and try, like the brother I was with, and peace out to these brothers right here. Freedom from unnecessary negative right here in Memphis. Y'all looked at organization up, that good brother right there, Brother Stephen Moore, had an organization that I had the privilege to get with and, you know, work with on this and not, you know, be able to participate in the gun violence thing here, and hope we got some more things coming up. But just check out Freedom from Unnecessary Negative. Freedom from Unnecessary Negative. Just Google that and you can find this website and more. And yeah, because that's what it is, man. It's a lot of unnecessary negative, and we have to have the freedom from unnecessary negative. Our children can't even be in the homes to play. I know they ain't too much coming outside to play because Corona, but goddamn it, they can't even be in the safety of their own homes without getting gunned down because somebody's trying to shoot at somebody else. And it's, I hate they trying to shoot at somebody else unnecessarily, but our babies are being the victims. 30-some number young babies just here in this city alone, injured and killed due to stupidity. Brothers can't be like the song say, brothers can't work it out, Willie Hutch. I tell y'all, man. All right, sisters and brothers, I'll see y'all next time, man, right here on Culture Freedom Radio. Peace and y'all have a wonderful day. Y'all be safe out there. Try to stay warm. I know it's getting cold out there, man. Y'all, like I said, stay safe. And I'll see y'all on the next episode. I'll talk to y'all on the next episode. So peace and greetings to you. Shalom.